tiny Chickaloon lies just within the newly redrawn boundaries of Senate E, the lengthy district that threads the Richardson Highway from Valdez to Delta Junction. Independent candidate for Senate E, Warren Keough, has called Chickaloon home for three decades.
I am a lifelong independent. I have been approached by folks in both parties to become a Republican or to become a Democrat, but I've decided to stay on the course that I've always been on and not become a partisan person.
Keough has a varied background, military service in Vietnam, firefighter and paramedic, paralegal and water resources specialist. He has served as Chickaloon Community Council president and spent one term on the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly, representing the communities north of Palmer. He says he's got the name recognition to take on the incumbent.
Mr. Dunleavy's been in office only 2 years, so he does have the advantage of incumbency. However, this new district, he's incumbent for only half the area, and I reside in the easternmost district E. So we both have considerable name recognition.
Keough says Dunleavy has failed on two fronts: education.
Mr. Dunleavy, the very first bill that he introduced as a freshman legislator was an attempt to begin the process to allow public funds that are articulated and mandated in the state constitution to be spent for public education and nothing else, to allow those public monies to be spent on things other than public education.
And the state's budget.
In the Senate, he's been on the Senate Finance Committee, and the last 2 years we've had the two largest budget deficits in the history of Alaska. We have not been able to balance the checkbook, not even close to it. So I have a problem with that.
Incumbent Republican Senator Mike Dunleavy says he believes that public education should include all students.
I don't think that's happened to the extent it could.
Dunleavy says his legislation, SJR 9, is a twofold attempt to allow the state more tools to engage more students.
For example, the Governor's Scholarship Program allows Alaskans to take state money and go to private and or religious colleges. And so by passing SJR 9, those current practices would have been constitutionalized, and we could have been able to expand our public education reach to include public-private partnerships more so than we are now.
He says he's not out to privatize education and that his children attend public schools. Dunleavy, a former school superintendent, is an educator by career and lives with his family in Wasilla, one of the fastest-growing, sprawling communities in the Matsu Borough. Dunleavy won his Senate seat in the 2012 primary, defeating Republican incumbent Linda Menard, and went unopposed to Juneau the following January.
There were some of us that thought that the bipartisan coalition that Senator Menard was part of was not necessarily dealing with some of the longstanding issues such as a gas pipeline and declining oil production.
He says during his first session in the Senate, he helped reduce the capital budget.
We did lop off close to $1 billion out of the capital budget from before I got into the Senate. And we began to work on the process and the operating budget, and that's what we're going to be focusing on here in the future. And we're going to have to be looking at how we spend money, looking at formulas, embedded in some of the formula programs.
The newly redrawn Senate E includes the waterfront town of Whittier, Valdez with its oil pipeline terminal, Delta farmlands, and the Greeley National Defense Site. Dunleavy says what the communities have in common is a need for affordable energy. He says the state needs to come up with a comprehensive energy plan for all of Alaska.
Because not everyone could be connected with a pipeline. Not everyone could be connected with electrical inner ties. And so we may have many communities that have to rely on local sources of energy. How do we go about identifying those local sources of energy? How do we go about providing the funding for the infrastructure to access that energy?
Senate E also holds the Matanuska Valley communities of Sutton and Chickaloon, which were fueled by coal mining a century ago and are now home to increasing numbers of suburban families seeking a quiet spot in the country. It's this changing demographic that has caused friction among residents either supporting or opposing coal mining. I'm Ellen Lockyer.